This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Libertarians and Green Party and other third parties out there in the United States, and that is the ever-present and awful wasted vote syndrome. And we will get to that. We've been doing kind of a recap and update on what has happened here in the last 48 hours with mainstream media, especially the right-leaning media, running with a fake news story about a character here that they're running for Senate in the U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire named General Don Bolduc, who straight up lied and claimed that our friend and co-host Joa from Breaking the Flaw, it's one of the channels on Odyssey and YouTube, that he hit him. But he didn't. And the video is pretty crystal clear. You can go see it for yourself. By the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And nobody.
And nobody is here as well.
Hey, we all three of us.
Not really in the studio, though.
You're in our virtual studio. You're in our you're on the show, and we're glad to have you. So we've been kind of doing an update on that. We're going to dig further into it, but the phones are open, so let's go to them. We've got Dustin on the line in Utah. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hi there. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
I was just listening to the digest from a few days ago, and there was a guy that called in and talked about the great economy under Trump, and I just wanted to chat a little bit about that.
Yeah, it sounds like a load of garbage. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. A lot of these people that think Obama was that Trump was so great forget to look at it was going up the entire time.
Sorry, I don't know what's happening to your call, but you said something was going up, but it kind of cut out. I don't know if it's a bad signal or what.
Sorry,
happened.
Okay. Closer to a window.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Say that again.
The economy under Obama was going up nearly the entire time, and so people that were investing the previous 8 years to Trump were also, making bank in the stock market. But the problem with this is Obama was just adding onto the house of cards that other presidents and other administrations have been building.
Sure.
Trump then added to the house of cards, which then began collapsing while he was in office. But, the MAGA Republicans forget to look at what happened before and what happened at the end.
Yeah, well, thanks to all the COVID crackdowns and insanity, that also started under Trump. So, and then
exactly.
Don't forget the $2 trillion bailout that Trump signed and the Republicans and Democrats voted for. So,
yep.
I mean, the whole Federal Reserve system has been backed by the Republicans and the Democrats
25% tariff on there, too, under Trump. And then
sure.
Trump got rid of that at the very end, at the end of his regime. And who reinstituted it immediately?
Biden.
Shocked
and surprised.
Yeah. The Democrats and the Republicans, they're literally one in the same.
Yeah, I like what Footloose said the other night, two wings of the same ugly bird or whatever.
Oh,
right?
that's a much better expression.
The same vulture, I think, was the term
vulture,
he used. What else, Dustin? Go ahead.
Also, I just wanted to point that out, that the Democrats do the same thing with the economy is doing well under them, they take all the credit, and if it's doing bad, they blame it on others. And Republicans, Democrats, they do the same thing. So just wanted to comment on that since I had just listened to that episode from a few days ago.
Absolutely. Dustin,
thanks for
calling and sharing that tonight here. The number is 603-283-6160, and you're going to see that happen. If the Republicans win the midterms, if they take the U.S. House and the Senate, take control of it, well, they're still going to point at the Democrats for all the bad things to come, right? Because inflation's going to keep happening because they're not going to stop spending, right? They're going to just do their Republican spending, which would be pretty much like the Democrats spending with maybe a few tweaks here or there, but they're going to keep cranking it up, and that's going to mean more money printing, and it's going to mean more inflation, and they're going to just point the fingers at the Democrats and blame them for it. And they'll blame Biden because, well, we need a Republican president to finally change things here.
You had options.
Which they had before.
Right. I mean, this is just always blows my mind. It's like, how we've gone back between leadership as far as Democrats and Republicans, right? Again and again and again, and nothing ever changes for the better.
Why do
the masses keep doing the same thing? Again, election cycle after election cycle after election cycle. You'd think they would have learned that voting for the same two parties doesn't work.
You would think. Let's go to Alu on the line here from the Liberty Block at libertyblock.com. Hello, Alu.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome to the program. Actually, it's a good thing you called in. I think we were actually about to get to your article from libertyblock.com, which is addressing the whole situation we've been talking about for the last two shows, which is, of course, what happened to our friend and activist Joa from Breaking the Flaw there at the debate, or rather outside of the debate. I imagine you've been watching this pretty closely, Alu, since you wrote a story about it?
Yeah, I've heard that Joa is a leftist Democrat activist for Hassan.
No, he's
definitely
not.
That's what a lot of the mainstream media is saying. And I'm trying to comment on these conservative pages. Some of them are, my friends saying it. Some of them are others saying he's, probably a Democrat. And I'm like, guys, he's my friend. I know him. I've known him for a few years. He's also well-known in the Liberty community. He also has one of the biggest police accountability Liberty channels on YouTube, obviously.
Yeah.
And, like, I know him, and he's definitely pro-Liberty. He's not a Hassan guy. And like, oh, yeah, shut up. You're all a Democrat.
I would say this. Joa can be a bit cringeworthy at times. However, he is one of the best activists when it comes to
hands
government
down.
Accountability.
Hands down.
And the thing is,
I wish we had 10 more Joas.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, I think the value that he brings, to liberty and freedom is, in some sense, by being cringeworthy. Because ultimately, if you can get government officials to respect the most atrocious, disgusting speech. Not that I'm saying his speech is the most disgusting, but cringeworthy at least, right?
He was profane, for sure.
Right. Then you know that the rest of us who don't tend to go that way aren't going to be arrested or as likely to be arrested when we are in a position where maybe we need to film a cop, doing something they're not supposed to, or a bureaucrat or something else. How many other people are going into government offices and filming? And what happens if you're in a situation where, I don't know, there's some sort of corruption going on, maybe when you're paying your tax bill, and if you pull out a camera, are you going to fear being arrested?
Yeah.
You shouldn't, but it's because of people like Joa that ensures that.
He helps protect everybody.
Right, protect
for
everybody.
Sure. For sure.
Even if you don't agree with, some of the things that come out of his mouth.
Yeah, his balls are incredible. It's amazing that he... he does these things. Like, I would be afraid to do a lot of what he does. And it's good that I think he's very polite and very nice in general. Sometimes he'll get more stern and pretty strong and against the police and stuff. And when he's against Democrats, sometimes he'll even yell back at them. Some of the things like Jeremy Kaufman and Joa and some others yelling at and cursing at the Democrats at the last two debates, I don't know if that's necessarily my tactic, and I know some conservatives think it's a little distasteful, but again, everyone has their own tactics. Some people may not agree with my tactics. For instance, I have been known to allegedly refer to cops as a certain kind of mammal that walks on four feet and pink, and some people don't like that tactic either. So everyone has their own tactics, and that's fine. But right now, one of the main things that I wanted to say is the conservatives right now, because I'm in a lot of the group chats of conservatives and libertarians.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's a spectrum. It's not binary. There's a big spectrum of everyone who's conservatarian. In New Hampshire, the Liberty Movement, I consider, a lot of conservatives in that movement because we all want liberty. And we all differ a little bit on some issues. And a lot of these conservative chats are furious beside themselves with anger right now about pretty much what happened and, like, the verbal attacks against Baldock, but also the fact that they wanted to lose. And when Carlin and people say, we're going to make your candidate lose, then it gets tougher for me to tell the conservatives, hey, they don't want Hassan to win. They don't want Baldock to lose. They support Kaufman. They support liberty. They support the principles of peace and not war. But then like, they'll send me a video of Carlin screaming in their face, we want all us to lose and let half to be elected, and we'll show you and we'll teach you a lesson. So that makes it a bit tougher to make that argument.
I don't know if you're referring to the video that Therese Grinnell posted of Carlin having a conversation with one of the Republicans at this protest, but she didn't scream in his face at any point. She asked him a question. But we'll get into it. Do you have time to stay with us here, Alu?
Yeah, sir.
All right, there's more in a moment, because I'm worried about Alu. I'm worried he might be suffering from wasted vote syndrome, and I want to find out straight from him. Here in a few moments, we're going to find out.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join us here. 360. T and Chris and Nobody joining you here tonight. And by the way, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you. And if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you may be entitled to compensation. I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call to find out if you might qualify or your family members might. There were some contaminants in the drinking water during those years that may have led to some horrible diseases, so there might be deadlines involved in filing here, so don't wait. Just call this number, 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, there's money already set aside. It's 888-918-1037. We go back to Alu Axelman with us here from the Liberty Block at libertyblock.com. And I got to know, Alu, are you potentially suffering from wasted vote syndrome right now as we get closer to this midterm election?
Well, I don't want to practice medicine without a license, and I'm not a biologist, but I think my tentative plan, I keep going back and forth, because obviously I love Jeremy, and I've known Paul Duck for a bit too. My tentative plan is to do the best to remove Hassan, which will be useful for Baldock. Obviously,
oof.
I want... Yeah, I know it's not... But,
how is it that as a libertarian, you're an actual member of the Libertarian Party, right?
Yeah, I think so. More importantly, I'm a voluntarist.
Right. Yeah. How could... to me, this is just like mind-boggling, but even Nobody was considering voting for this guy, although he's now apparently gone more firmly into the Kaufman camp. How could you vote for somebody who's obviously a big government Republican just because you don't like the big government Democrat?
Well, a few things. Number one, everything's on a spectrum. I think he does love liberty. Again, do I think that he is going to do everything he says? No, because once they're a politician or a candidate, as even I knew when I ran for a smaller office, every candidate lies and politicians lie more. So
you admit that this guy's probably lying to get your vote.
You're aware he's a law enforcement agent too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wanted to correct the record. I think Free Talk Live was a few nights ago, wondering if it was a cop. He became a cop, I think, a few months ago in his local town. Like
right. Hampton?
Cop,
is it Hampton?
Something like that, yeah. Somewhere out there. So, I know. Overall, I do think he will be more for liberty. Will he be a Rand Paul kind of vote or Mike Lee kind of vote or more of a mainstream kind of vote? I don't know. But overall, if you look at the 1,000 issues that the Senate might address, even though they don't pass much legislation, I know the agencies do most of the work. But if they, as far as the bills, I think he will be towards the top, let's say, quarter or top 10% of Republicans as far as being pro-liberty. Is he the biggest warmonger ever? Again, it's hard to know. I don't think so. I think what he said about Ukraine was a few months ago, and he has walked that back. Again, it's impossible.
You mean
to
when
know,
he said that he wanted to go all in into Ukraine and then start a war with China and Russia on top of that?
Yeah, I don't know if he said start a war, but he said be strong against China and all those other countries, and I don't support that, obviously. I don't support any of that intervention. And again, at the debate, I was wishing for Kaufman to be there, because when they asked, Iran is, you know, not doing things domestically really well for their women and others' rights in Iran, what should we do to intervene? They both said that we should intervene. And I'm like, Kaufman would say we should not do anything, let Iran be Iran, and let's worry about ourselves. I wish we would have had a third voice in the debate.
So I got a question for you. So I don't really know. I haven't followed this guy. I don't really know much about him. But, you know, at the this is what I know about the guy. Basically, only what happened at the rally.
You know, he's a liar.
Well, that he's a liar, right.
Yeah.
But he came off as this strongman acting as ex-military strongman Putin kind of like figure to the crowd, which I thought was very interesting. You know, thoughts on that? Because it seems like a liberty-minded person would not be voting for a Putin-like figure.
I'm not sure I totally understand what you mean by the Putin-like figure. He's an interesting. He's very charismatic. First time I met him, I was impressed. He's very charismatic.
Politicians are good at that.
It's hard to know. Yeah, it's hard to know. Part of me thinks he's very much not a politician kind of guy. When I met him, he was very charismatic and nice.
I want to try to shake you out. Now, look, Alu, it's one vote. It doesn't matter, right? Like, to me, it doesn't matter what you ultimately do. We're still going to be friends. But I want to try to shake you out of your stupor here. Politicians are great at being charismatic.
Oh,
they
I know,
want
I know.
You to
I've
like
seen,
them.
I've seen tons of these, yeah.
Yeah, they're very likable. Yeah. And then he's going to tell you whatever it is that you want to hear to give him your vote so he can have power. That's what this person is all about. And it's crystal clear.
Yeah, so like I said in my article, again, I wouldn't bet my life that he's going to be a Rand Paul kind of vote in the Senate. I could hope, but I couldn't bet my life.
Not even Rand Paul is that great, right? Like, he's not even he's like a shadow of his father. Just to say Rand Paul is the best of the Senate is like saying that he's the best cancer.
Yeah. So in my article, I explained the five reasons why we should remove Hassan. And the best way to remove her, again, practically speaking, I understand the third party spoiler vote. I've written about this and spoken about this many times, the wasted vote crap. I know, and it sucks. But we have binaries in right now.
Doesn't it feel weird then, if you are aware of what the wasted vote syndrome is,
so that's why I wrote those five things in the article. And the five reasons why I would say you vote for Malda, even if it's just to get rid of Hassan, is to punish the incumbent is one of the greatest things. To put fear to politicians that their re-election is automatic. Politicians in D.C., the senators and congressmen, think that they're re-elected about 97% of the time because that's what they are. If we remove one, it puts fear into them and everyone else in the universe, including Baldock. So if Hassan loses, we beat her. She will know that she lost because of the Liberty vote in New Hampshire. She will be afraid,
no.
At least in 6 years,
yeah.
Even though he is not going to be automatically re-elected.
She won't know that.
There's two things here. One, I think, is the wasted vote syndrome, which I think is more I'm looking at it from more of a practical standpoint. But there's also the principles, which we haven't talked about, but we kind of set off error, that you hold with the quote. Do you want to go into that a little bit? Or
which quote? I'm sorry. What? Oh.
Not voting for.
I think you're referring to the quote that was shared by one of our.
It's a waste of vote.
One of our audience members.
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
A waste of vote is a vote not on principle.
No. I think he's. We got a couple folks here in our audience tonight, and he had one of the founding fathers had a quote about this. I suspect we're going to have it here in a moment. But nobody, you're listening to this. You're somebody who was leaning towards Bolduc, and you've changed your mind. I mean, what do you think about where Alu's coming from?
I mean, I was considering voting for him. It was really hard with some of the foreign policy positions. I probably wouldn't have ended up voting for him anyway. But,
okay.
You know, it's not really better to have, you know, an ex-general stealing all our money and sending it to the Ukraine than it is having, a drunken housewife stealing all our money and sending it to the Ukraine. What's he better on? Anything?
Well, stand by, Alu.
I
presume you can stay. I know you're on duty at your job, so if you got to run, we understand. But hang on. Otherwise, we're going to bring you back. More coming up here in moments. We'll let Alu answer that. I do have his 5 points. This is part of what I wanted to go over, his reasons here. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you're located. If you're in a third party, you've got to deal with this stuff all the time from friends and coworkers and family members, this wasted votes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final jobs report before the 2022 midterm elections is released on Friday.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. Downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Twitter employees are suing the company after new owner Elon Musk went on a firing spree. A report from Bloomberg News says the lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court claims Twitter is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of federal and California law. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is now the biggest ever in the game's history. It's now worth $1.6 billion. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call us. Bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're trying to treat our friend for wasted vote syndrome. He is suffering right now under the delusion that a politician is going to actually honor his promises and do what he said he's going to do, which, you know, should know better than that. But we're going to continue with that in a moment. But I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix, which is where you can go for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find that at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
And we also have Alu Axelman on the line with us here. He wrote an article at libertyblock.com, which when I first looked at the story, I read a good chunk of it. I thought, all right, good piece from Alu. And then Bonnie was talking about it later today, and she says, did you see what Alu wrote? I'm like, yeah, I read it. It looked fine. I clicked like or whatever. She said, well, we should read it. You should read it again, or we should read the whole thing.
Yeah. Whole article.
Yeah, read the whole article. I didn't, because I've been busy editing video today. I put together a 20-minute video
thing I did, pretty much, was skim it, and there were a couple words in there I was like, oh, I don't know if I would have said this or that, but for the most part, it didn't seem like it was that terrible.
Yeah, and it doesn't come right out. I don't think he says that. You don't say in the article that you're going to vote for Bolduc, but you kind of tip your hat that you are, because you give five reasons as to why someone should. And for listeners just tuning in, we are talking about this psychopath, General Don Bolduc, who is running as the Republican candidate against the other psychopath, Maggie Hassan, who's the current incumbent. And
And he is a smooth character, right? Like a lot of politicians.
Oh, yeah.
He's very persuasive. He's very charismatic, as you said, Alu, that you've met him. You believe in the things that he is saying, even though we've now proven that he's lied yet again. And when caught in a lie, he doesn't admit he was wrong, but he just changes his story and then continues telling lies.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of bad signs here.
I didn't say I believe everything he said. I said I believe that he will be overall more pro-liberty than Hafton. And I do still believe that.
Yeah,
he might go back on 90% of what he says now as far as in the Senate, but Hafton votes roughly 100% against my values in the Senate.
My boyfriend was, I wouldn't call him pro Don or anything, but he was also ready to vote for Don. And if it wasn't for that video, he would have voted for sure Don. And he was shocked. He was shocked because the guy he had actually met Don at during a prior election cycle, at some sort of conference or event. And, he came off very well. He presented himself very well. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good opportunity to see the truth, to see the real Don as opposed to, what he likes to present to himself.
I'm also surprised, Alu, that your priority here, based on the five things we haven't gone over yet, but you touched on one of them, about punishing Hassan, the current incumbent. I'm surprised that your priority is to punish the existing politician somehow or send a message to that person rather than sticking to your principles and keeping your hands clean, not getting blood on your hands, actually going with your conscience and voting for the person who most closely aligns to you, which I presume would be Jeremy Kaufman, as you're a member of the Libertarian Party, and you were at the event where Jeremy was nominated.
Yeah, his values are probably 100% the same as mine, whereas Baldock, again, it's somewhere between the range of between 40 and 90%. It's really hard to know on exactly what he's...
That's a pretty big range.
I know, and that's the thing. You don't know what politicians will do, and everyone's the same once they get to D.C., and I think you and I will be the same, and that's why you and I don't really even strive to get there, because we know that it corrupts.
Well, yeah, and to be fair, Jeremy Kaufman could be corrupted as well if he actually ended up going to D.C., but we both know that the odds of that happening are fairly slim, and, one of the other reasons why a lot of people who are libertarians support the libertarians beyond their own conscience is that they understand that there are benefits to voting your conscience in that if the Libertarian Party here can get over 4% or 4% or more of the vote in this particular race, then that will actually give the Libertarian ballot access.
Yeah, this is the practical thing that I think is important to point out. It's because this isn't just a philosophical. I agree with you philosophically, but it's also got a practical implication by supporting Don here.
Supporting.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping that Carlin would.
Well, he's supporting Don. We're voting for Don.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. Carlin is running against another libertarian, so there's actually two libertarians in the governor race here. So what you're pointing out is there's two statewide races where that 4% could be gotten, and unfortunately, the libertarian vote's going to likely be split in half or roughly there too in the governor race. So the odds that one or the other of those two libertarians are going to get to 4% are very slim. So Jeremy is the best bet. And your one vote isn't going to make a difference when it comes to, the odds that Baldock or Hassan are going to win by one vote are near to infinitesimally small. But one vote could make a difference for Jeremy Kaufman because he won't get as many, right?
Yeah, and you mentioned punishing Hassan. It's not just about punishing her, and again, she should be punished, but it's about sending a message to all incumbents on all levels in the United States that they are not gods. They think they're untouchable. And the message of getting rid of one. Remember what happened when AOC, and she's not, a paragon for liberty. She's, 99.9% against my values. But when she took out Joe Crowley, I believe, who was a congressman for like 29 years, never thought he would lose ever in his life. When she beat him in a primary, it sent a massive message to the old guard.
But what has it done? That hasn't done anything.
Not much. I mean, it made the Democrat Party a bit more populist and progressive and socialist and a bit less Democrat establishment. But on the right, you see that as well. When Liz Cheney lost in the primary, Murkowski lost in the primary, it is really good for the
people who really believe in those values, or conservatives in that case. So I think that that's really important. But on to my next few reasons to vote, so I think vote for Baldock is,
okay.
I mentioned he's more pro-liberty. I mentioned that punishing incumbents is kind of the most important thing in the world in some ways. Right now, the congressional delegation for New Hampshire, for those who don't know, has two senators and two representatives in the U.S. House. They're all Democrats. In my experience, one of the biggest impediments to free state project recruitment, that's the migration of people who love liberty who move to New Hampshire after giving up on the other 49 hellholes. The biggest impediment, especially from conservatives and conservatarians who often become libertarians and voluntarists, which was my experience, a lot of their biggest issues with the FSP is they say New Hampshire, from where I am right now in Texas or California, it looks like a blue state.
Yeah.
Because they see it always votes for blue for president and Congress and Senate.
I hear this too, and my thought on that is I'm not looking to attract conservatarians. I'm looking to attract libertarians.
Well, there are only like a dozen libertarians left in the union, so I'm looking for those conservatarians who are going to.
That's not true. There are thousands of libertarians out there, and
there are a few, but you know what I mean by the pool being bigger. If you look to people who are conservatarian who have the,
I don't even know if conservatarians are moving. It takes a really hardcore libertarian, to get up and make the move in the first place. I had another question for you, Alu. You've got have you thought about how this affects the Republican, right? Like, we have in New Hampshire, we have a lot of libertarians that are running under the Republican ticket, and getting elected. Don't you think you have a better opportunity to send a message to the Republicans to pick a better candidate for the Republicans the next time around by voting?
I think that's a decent argument.
As opposed to voting for the Republican as is.
Rewarding them for picking the scumbag?
Right, because if you keep voting for the same bad Republicans, they're not going to change and select a less bad Republican next time around that you might actually be able to vote for.
Yeah, and by the way, in the conservative groups, I'm in New Hampshire, I mentioned that. I said, regardless of what happens, you guys should learn a lesson. You should have selected who's next.
But you're not teaching them that lesson by going with their guy.
Right.
Well, I mentioned that, but again, a lesson has also a price to pay. So you could teach a lesson to your child with a little slap or by shooting it in the head, but that's a little bit excessive, you know what I mean? So that would be excessive for that lesson to be lost.
Here's the other question I have for you. You said you thought the most important lesson or the most important thing was to teach incumbents a lesson. What about independence? What about voting for secession? This has got to be one of the most important issues to you. It's on your license plate. You're the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I want to know what this Baldock guy told you about independence. Because I know you must have asked him. So hang on, if you got time, we're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
Nobody's here as well. And you can join us also. The number is 603-283-6160. Did you ever suffer from wasted vote syndrome? And what was it that cured you of your ailment? We are trying to treat our friend Alu Axelman right now, who is on the line here.
I'm going to answer that question that you just asked.
You suffered from it?
I think so, okay. Sort of. I don't necessarily know if I can say I suffered from it because there was zero hope of anything in New Jersey, but certainly, I think it was the Free State Project and the migration movement
that was your cure.
That cured me, because ultimately, it actually meant that there was a chance.
You finally had someone to vote for.
Yeah, right. So, and even if it didn't actually affect, like even if it doesn't actually get anybody elected, there's other like-minded people who you can show the right path, and if you can get them here, then at some future date, you actually have accomplished something.
So, Alu, are you still with us?
Yeah, and I agree with Chris. And I also wanted to say one of the biggest things I wanted to say in the article is we really should be focusing all of our energy on local and state races in New Hampshire so we can keep making New Hampshire more free. It's already the freest state, but even more free.
Yeah.
So, again, it doesn't matter who's in D.C. It really doesn't matter that much at all.
I think
the only thing that it matters
agree on
for
that for the most part.
The only thing that it matters for is some people see our national contingent and go, oh, my God, they're not doing anything in New Hampshire, without realizing that, you know.
That's what I was trying to explain to Ian and Chris.
Yeah, I get that, but I think that's easy to respond to in terms of, you know, what's going on in New Hampshire. I mean, there's so many things you can list off that just shows otherwise. I mean, we have so many state reps in the House are free staters.
Many articles proving that we're the freest state, and you know, how many free staters elected and how many pro-liberty people and A-rated NHLA reps we have, and hopefully soon a state senator, at least one. So I respond with that, but there's still a concrete thing, and they say, and it is a fact that's true, that all four of our delegation are Marxists.
But these people are the people you're talking about
are the low information individuals who really don't have any value. These are just right-wing voters who they only care about the federal government. Because what I would point out to them, and probably you have as well, Alu, is, but look, New Hampshire is this unique purple place where, for whatever reason, the people are so independent that they can go on into the ballot box and vote for a Democrat in a federal race at the same time voting for Republicans in their local races. Because the very same year that Joe Biden, you know, 2020, came into office and, you know, New Hampshire voted all blue federally, it also voted all red, quote unquote, I mean, not totally, but the majority red into the state seats, into the governor.
And Sununu won by 30.
To who did? I'm sorry.
Sununu beat the Democrat by 30 in that same year.
30 percentage points. That's a huge win,
yes,
right?
It's insane.
So that's what you point out to these people.
We don't control
New Hampshire, right? Like
who's
not,
we?
The libertarians don't control New Hampshire.
No, yet. Of course not.
So why would you think that we would, you know, have, you know, all libertarians or...
That's not what they're right. saying. No. You're missing what they're saying, Chris.
If we saw a few conservatives, if we had Thomas Massey and Rand Paul to count for the two Democrats in the House and Senate, that would, I think, attract maybe 5,000 more free staters a year. But they wouldn't be the free staters that
we actually want. They would just be
right-wing.
Right,
wouldn't be the most high-information people. I agree.
These would be right-wingers who only care about the federal government. If you can point it, if you've got an actual libertarian who has that objection, and I don't think real libertarians would have that objection, because a real libertarian would look at the libertarian success stories and they'd say, oh my God, there's nothing like this. It's happening anywhere else. I have to be there. I mean, that's what a libertarian
right,
would do.
We have 40 free staters, and it's been increasing every
that
year.
Are in the state house.
Right, in the state house. That are literally moved for the free state front. I don't know how much better. That's 40 times more than any other state.
So you've given a lot of reasons, Alu, which, you know, have persuaded you to not vote your conscience in the Senate race. But I asked a question before we went to break, and I am curious as to what your answer is. You are the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. You're a just go-getter activist who is always out there talking about independence. You're doing it just on the man on the street. You're talking to people. You're constantly bringing this up with people of New Hampshire, and this is clearly to me, it seems like your number one issue. So you must have asked this Bolduc character about his opinion about independence, and I'm curious as to what he told you, because I can't imagine that he is in favor of independence for New Hampshire, but I'd love to hear it from you.
I have not spoken to him in a while. I don't remember ever asking him, but if I did,
I'm
I
shocked.
Would presume he would say no.
Yeah, I would too, because he was leading USA, USA, you last two nights ago at this event. So even if he had told you that he supported, he's probably lying to your face.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't support it. But again, when we inevitably declare independence in New Hampshire, the Senate might respond with whatever force they authorize the military to use. I do think that he would be more amenable to letting us go peacefully without killing us.
You mean the same guy that wants to go all in into Ukraine and then, as Bonnie pointed out, quote, go after China?
I'm wondering, are you on medication and have you taken your medication?
Yeah, I made sure to bring it to work. So I didn't take it this morning because I came in last night. But I did make sure to bring it all to work because I didn't miss a day.
Are you back at the ambulance, by the way? Are you still?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good news.
I'm totally fine. I'm cured of my last disease. I'm back at work.
Here's another question I have for you. You mentioned Carlin Borshenko, the Libertarian candidate for governor. Are you going to be voting Libertarian in the governor race?
Yes, yes. I think Sununu is so bad that he's so barely better than...
Wait a minute. I thought you want to punish the incumbents, and that was really important to you. So shouldn't you be voting for the Democrat?
I'm punishing Sununu.
But shouldn't you vote for the Democrat, though, to punish Sununu, make sure the Democrat gets in?
It does seem to be inconsistent.
Some people have mentioned that. A lot of conservatives who are so upset at Sununu did mention that. And I'm like, I can't vote for a Democrat like Sherman or Haston without vomiting. So there's a principle. Yes, I do still have some principle, even though I'm, quote, not real libertarian. So, yes, I couldn't vote for them. But from that, I'll be able to vote my conscience, at least.
I think you're a real libertarian, Alu.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take your libertarian card away. I don't get into the petty. I'm gonna unfriend you because you're not voting for my guy. Because I don't think voting is important really at all. But I do feel like voting my conscience is important. I would not want to have blood on my hands by putting somebody into office who is bad, not only on war, because we know he's bad on war, but you know he's an arch statist in so many different ways. This guy wants border control. You know what that means. He wants a total police state. That's what you're voting
for. I'll concede on point number three in my article that the people who are not coming here because we have a blue congressional delegation are probably not the most informed people in the world, and we want the most informed libertarians. My point number four, I would like to hear if you guys have feedback on, because I haven't thought that much about it, but I think it has some loses. I think that'll take a lot of the wind out of the sails of the Marxists here, and less will move here, and some might move away. Like, we've seen a lot of prominent progressives move away from New Hampshire because they've given up, and that's why I love the PSP as well as the FSP, getting progressives out of here. So I think that if she loses, that can, again, turn the tide of 1 or 2 more percent progressives leaving and a few percent less moving into the state.
But again, your vote isn't going to make the difference on that, and I don't agree necessarily. I think you're going to see the arch status progressives leaving anyway, regardless of what happens, because they are going to have a more and more difficult time getting what they want done at the state level. You know, that's what's really the thorn in their side, is that the libertarians are starting to have tremendous success within the Republican Party here. We know they're infiltrating slowly the Democratic Party as well. I've seen reports about that. And it's just going to get more and more difficult for them. And if they can have more success somewhere else and they start seeing the grass is greener on the other side, because in their case it actually is, they're going to.
Yeah, this is what I love. You know, I have to say, this is what I love about libertarians in New Hampshire. We're actually having a debate, and we're using persuasion to change each other's mind. You know, it's so refreshing, right? Like, we couldn't get this with the Democrats, we couldn't get this with the Republicans, but at least amongst ourselves, you know, on the little things.
Plus, he actually attacked your friend, Alu. There's actually that little thing where he actually physically attacked.
Well, I don't think the elbow he threw was very hard of an elbow.
No, it didn't look that hard, but it did step him back a little bit. I mean, it did, you know, he did move back after.
I think what happened the other day was really, really, really bad.
It's embarrassing, and yeah, he's not that. And he's doubling down. He's still lying about it. In his interview with WMUR, when he admitted he wasn't attacked, he still claimed he turned away and, like, cowered away to try to block himself.
Yeah,
from
it's really bad. I mean, a few years ago, I would have straight up said he's a total a-hole, but nowadays, again, having run in this election, and I wasn't caught up in any big drama like this and scandals, I give people a lot of leeway, and I try to be benefit of that, because I know that stuff happens, and you get caught up in a lie, and then you got to keep lying and spinning and lying and spinning, so I try to not judge people too much, so I totally understand, but yeah, it's a really bad look.
He's a lesser bad candidate, but only by comparison to the even worse candidate.
Ollie, thanks for going over your article here, which the most important part was the 5 points. We're loaded up on calls here, but check his article out, libertyblock.com. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for spending time with us. Do appreciate it, and you got 3 more days to cure yourself of this malady. Otherwise, we'll have to say we told you so if he actually gets elected and is as terrible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.